Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas, most of the district schools reopened this morning, but as KRLD's Bailey Friday reports, many Dallas students returned earlier this month.
Thousands of students in the Dallas ISD are heading back to school today as more than 180 schools reopen for the fall semester. With different schools working on different calendars, a lot of kids have been back for weeks. Five campuses opened August 1st on the school day redesign calendar. 41 opened August 8th on the intersession calendar. Today's first day of school marks the third and final one of the year, as well as the largest, quote, welcoming of students. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in Fort Worth, 75,000 Fort Worth ISD students are back in class today, and many got a greeting from city leaders.
The mayor, police chief, and Fort Worth ISD superintendent all met kids as they walked into Collegiate High School. Superintendent Kent Scribner says early college high schools aim to get kids set up for long-term success.
They're among the top schools in the state of Texas. Many of our students are graduating with college credits, some of them with an associate's degree.
Students and parents say graduating with college credit will help them get into the workforce quickly and succeed long-term.
This helps me because I get 2 years in advance because my associate's degree.
Being able to take those 2 years to focus on what his goal is, it's going to be beneficial there.
The superintendent is wrapping up with Fort Worth ISD, saying the district has improved three letter grades during his time here. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is Andrew Greenstein continuing our team coverage. Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes has a back-to-school message for parents on this first day of school.
If you see something concerning, if you see something that doesn't look right, report it immediately. If you see something, if you hear something, say something.
Chief Noakes says the department has taken extra steps to ensure the safety of students at school. They put school resource officers under additional active shooter and door breaching training over the summer, and they offered training to teachers and administrative staff throughout North Texas to teach them ways to respond to an active threat while police are en route. And so far, over 500 underwent that training. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
School also begins today in Arlington with something new this year, universal pre-K.
For the first time in Arlington, all four-year-olds can come to pre-K for free, so no qualifications, no eligibilities. And that's a way to accelerate their progress as they come into our schools and continue to prepare for the next grade level.
Arlington School Superintendent Marcelo Cavazos tells KRLD that total enrollment this year is about 57,000, slightly below pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, people in Lancaster are mourning the loss of a beloved youth football coach gunned down and killed during a game Saturday night, and the killing happened in front of the kids. KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports police continue searching for the shooter this morning.
Coach Mike Hickman has been much loved in Lancaster as a role model and leader to boys who have played under him for years. But that all came to an end Saturday night when he was gunned down during an on-field dispute at Lancaster Community Park. Family pastor Keith Hall tells NBC5 he heard about it from Hickman's wife.
And when I called her, it's when she said, Pastor, he didn't make it. He didn't make it, and she was just heartbroken, and we just... You know, this all air just sucked out of us.
Lancaster police have named their suspect. He's the older brother of longtime NFL cornerback Aqib Talib, a product of Richardson Berkner. Talib's lawyer confirms his client was there Saturday night but had nothing to do with the killing. Police have a warrant out for Talib's brother, Yaqub Salik Talib. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And a new bride, a dead husband, and now a murder indictment. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest on a story out of Denton County.
Court papers say 30-year-old Amber Rosales has been indicted for murder in the April 25th shooting death of 31-year-old Jeffrey McBride. The couple had only been married a few days and lived in Sanger, but the shooting happened in Denton. According to police, Rosales called to report that she and McBride were in a pickup truck when McBride pulled over to talk to a man who was walking, and that man had a gun and for some reason shot McBride. Rosales then claimed the man threw his gun into their pickup and ran off. McBride, she says, tried to drive but crashed. Denton police never found that man. A month later, they arrested Rosales for the murder. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.